Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord and fellow laborers in the vineyard, in recent days I know many of you who are students here and of your fellow students receive calls to serve as pastors of congregations, and others of you received assignments to serve as vicars. As a pastor of the church, I rejoice with that church, and I also rejoice with you that the Lord has called and assigned you to work in a specific place at a specific task. May the dear Lord who guides and directs his church and who calls servants of his church guide and bless you during this coming year and these coming years. God grant that. Amen. Today I want to recall to your attention one of the blessed realities of this ministry that the Lord commits to us as I direct you to a portion of the standard gospel reading for this past Sunday, as Mark has just read it to you, specifically the verses 13 through 15 of John chapter 16, where the Lord Jesus says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will speak not on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." Now I said that I would recall to your mind a reality of your ministry. But this text is all about the Holy Spirit's ministry. And that's because your ministry and my ministry is not really ours in any ultimate sense. The ministry in which we labor is the Holy Spirit's ministry. You and I are called to the ministry of the Word. We exercise this ministry by administering the means of grace, the Word and the Sacrament. These means of grace constitute the stuff of our ministry. We cannot say that they are merely a focus or center of our ministry. The proclamation of law and gospel is our ministry. Sometimes we are led to think otherwise, sad to say, as if we had some quality or some gift or some skill or ability of our own which makes our ministry effective apart from the Word and the Sacrament. Sometimes we are led to believe that the power of our own convictions, our own personal warmth, our spirituality, our ministerial manner, our dedication or devotion constitutes a unique and essential quality that we bring to the ministry. Some ministers seem to think that the church or the congregation that they serve cannot function without them as persons, that they are essential to the effective work of the church. Such is not the case, as I trust that all of you realize and will realize again and again, sooner and later, just as we all have to do. The ministry we exercise does not depend upon us as persons. It depends on the Holy Spirit. And that is why when the Lord Jesus described the ministry that the apostles would do as he looked ahead and to the future of the church. Describe the ministry which the Holy Spirit would do through God's word, which the apostles and their successors would proclaim. The Holy Spirit himself is described as a minister in this text from John. And the Holy Spirit's ministry is not to point to himself, but is always to point to the Lord Jesus as the Savior, the Redeemer of the world. The point of the Spirit's ministry, in which the dear God graciously calls us to labor, is always to glorify Christ by holding him up for the world to see and to see on his cross. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. He points to Jesus, who only is the way, the truth, and the life, through whom only anyone can come to the Father. The Holy Spirit's message is always the message of Christ and his cross. Sometimes we have heard the Holy Spirit referred to as the forgotten person of the Holy Trinity. The Holy Spirit, frankly, seems to like it that way. His intention is to call attention not to himself, but to the Lord Christ and him crucified for the salvation of people. Now, all of us like to be noticed. Those of us who are pastors or who preach like to hear the comment, "Great sermon, Pastor." We like to hear how we are needed, how this church or that program would surely fall flat without us. But when we develop ears which itch to hear such comments and which must have them, then we need to repent, to turn back. For we may be sure that such desires do not characterize the Holy Spirit's ministerium. We are the Holy Spirit's servants when we say with Paul, "When I came to you, brethren, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God in lofty words or wisdom. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." This is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And it is the ministry in which the Holy Spirit has enlisted us as his co-workers. So may God grant to all of us his Holy Spirit and the wisdom which comes down from above, that God's word, as becomes it, may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people. God grant it. Amen.